All right, hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 45. I'm very excited that you're here with me today. It's Friday, it's the best day of the week, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Every day is the best day of the week. You can find this episode and all other episodes on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge, and I'm reading one book a week for a year, and you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. Last week, I read two books, A Failed State by Andrew E. Cousins and The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And this week, I'm reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. If you haven't read this book, I would highly recommend you read it. It's one of those books where I need to read at least probably once a year at a minimum to be able to ensure that I keep up to date on its information. I'm not going to even spoil anything, but I highly suggest you check it out. The first time I read it was about 5, maybe 6 years ago, and it was suggested to me by a friend, and I was really upset that I didn't read it immediately after learning. I would have saved myself definitely some time and money on some things, so check that out. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 88 with the great Rourke Denver. I was honored to have him on. He was great. We talked a lot about many, many incredible things, but one of my favorite things that I talked about with him was leadership. So check that conversation out. That was 88. And today, I'm going to speak with you about, is it too late to make a career change? So let's get into it. Is it too late to make a career change? This one is easy. It's never too late to make a career change. Just listening to all the guests on the podcast alone gives us this answer. I've had guests from, not single digits yet, but I've had guests in their teens that knew what they wanted to do at single digit ages. And I've had people all the way up to 40s, 50s, and 60s, I believe, that have made changes at some point in their life. At all ages, the guests on here made the decision to pursue what they wanted in life despite the odds, despite being told it wasn't going to work out, despite numerous failures. One of the highest reoccurring topics on the podcast, without a doubt, is that risk tolerance is different for everyone. And you have to define that for yourself. Only you can define that. Also, what works for one person more than likely isn't going to work for you. So you need to weigh your priorities in life, not look at where other people are in their lives. It's really easy to get wrapped up in what other people are doing nowadays. What matters is if it's worth it to you. I'm never going to force a suggestion on you, but if you ask me right now, I would say one of the main reasons why you'd want to have a career change is to do something more towards what you enjoy doing more than what you're doing right now. Not to have a change for money to make more money. If you're doing it just for the money because maybe you're having money problems, then more than often what happens is that only bigger money problems arise. Just because you make more money doesn't mean your problems go away. You have to ensure that you're financially literate, or just chasing money and making money is just going to find you in the same place as before. And if you've already read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know that this is very fresh in my mind and straight out of the pages of that. And I very, very much agree with Mr. Kiyosaki on these points of view. And it definitely has something to do with career change. So if you change careers to do something that is more aligned with your priorities and not just about money, I'd say that more than likely you're going to be in a better place. In the meantime, it would be really helpful to ensure that you are smart with your money so that when the money comes, you know what to do with it. Many times what happens is that people will make more money and then automatically spend more money. So going back to if it's ever too late to change careers, the answer based on just the podcast guests alone is 100% no. We've brought a lot of things to light in over 130 episodes, and one of them definitely has been age. Age is literally just a number, and people can go their entire lives having never, ever changed a career because of their self-prescribed risk tolerance and fear. Age literally means nothing when it comes to your happiness and doing what you want in life. You can't let it hold you back. If you want to do something new, do it. I know you'll find a way. So it's time for recap. If you want to learn something new, learn it. What matters is the experiences that you put into the time you have, not how old you are. It's never too late to make a career change, because even though we all have the same 24 hours, we all use those 24 hours differently. And the same thing goes for how we spend our entire lives. If you want to do something, go do it. It's never, ever too late to make a career change. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. As I said, this one was easy, but it bears saying. I had to say this one. Is it too late? People ask me, is it too late? No, absolutely not. That is one of the main reasons why I created the podcast. It's never too late. If you're in the military, your contract ends at a certain point, and you can go do what you want after that. If you're a civilian, you don't have a contract. You can do that right now. You may have a family. You may have obligations, but I know you can find a way if you choose to make a way. If you create the path for yourself, you can find a way. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate it. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And if you enjoy these episodes, head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. And if you don't enjoy something, I would absolutely love to talk to you and figure out how I can improve, because this is as much as it is for me as it is for you all. And I want to learn as well. And I appreciate, actually, people have reached out a bit lately. We've had some great conversations. So thank you so much. And remember, thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all the best books, but if you don't apply it, it means nothing. And have the best day ever.